time here. We've got to move forward. We'll say a pledge of allegiance to the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And just a short note, the councilman from Laurel, Mr. Schweitzer, got killed yesterday in Georgetown in a motorcycle accident. So we just have a moment of silence for him. Okay, and for his family.
Yeah, he was one of the day before.
The day before?
So, let's see, let me take care of here. The Green Town Commissioners meeting at 8:30 a.m. Yes, and then it says start at 9:30 at the other spot. So
Cancun time.
So it's all right to be late. It's not all right to be early. And we're starting at 9:30, which is the right time. So we've had the pleasure of leading a moment of silence and roll call. Courtney Reardon is here. Well, Commissioner Reardon is here. Commissioner Hatchin, Commissioner Mike Dunmeyer, and Commissioner and Mayor Dale Cook, and our attorney, Fred Townsend. Is there a motion to move or amend the agenda, accept or amend the agenda? So moved by Courtney Reardon.
Second.
Seconded by Mike Dunmeyer. Hearing no discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any against, any abstentions, unanimous. Okay, regular agenda, discuss and possible vote to amend Chapter 153 of the Code of the Town of Dewey Beach as amended by Ordinance 737 relating to solid waste and recycling. And notice that the press is here and there's copies of this in the back if you want it. So, and you all have copies of this. Gary Persinger was not able to make the meeting today. He's away with his family, so. If you'll notice one thing on where it says the proposed ordinance, it says section one and then item number six. It would actually be, if it were passed, it would be section one, item number seven, not item number six. Okay. I'll start the whole conversation off with, I just happen to feel that anytime there's a major change, there's always one of things, you know, something that's not in the norm, you never think of, there's always a number of them. And there's bound to be things, decisions that have to be made. And some of that might take an exemption. That's why we left in the meeting. That's why we had it in the contract so that we would not have to renegotiate the contract if we decided we wanted to make an exemption. We would just have to change the ordinance. And, you know, it's my thought that the ordinance should be changed to be, enable us in some way to make an exemption for people who have extraordinary circumstances. Now, you could say extraordinary circumstances are a lot of different things, and you may want to enumerate some of those, or you may want to, better yet, leave it open enough so that the town manager and somebody assisting him can make those exemptions. The town manager has sort of been... had a lot of different opinions about this, and I don't really want to speak for him, but I want to say what I understand that he has said to me. You know, first, he has said he didn't care one way or the other. You know, that it was up to the commissioners, and he would back whatever the commissioners want and do the job. Then he said, in my opinion, he said to me that he was for having exemptions, and that he should be able to make it. That's why we left it open like this, so we wouldn't have to renegotiate the contract if we decided to. And then he has said to me that he's 65-45 or 60-40, I'm not sure which. Now, just leave it alone. Just, you know, say no exemptions. Say, you know. So he's, I think, it's my, you know, I hate to use this term again and again, gut feeling that he thinks there should be exemptions, but he doesn't want to be left out there alone. He doesn't want to be crucified for making an exemption, either if we say there shouldn't be any exemptions and then there's absolutely no way of solving some problems, or saying there should be exemptions and he's the only one to give them. And so that's the only reason I put my name out there, and I would urge you also that you think about maybe the the initial provocateur of the track, Diane, also be part of that and parcel of that, making exemptions if you want to make exemptions. But if you do want to make exemptions, or the possibility of it, limited exemptions for hardship, then he shouldn't have to do it alone. He shouldn't have to bear the brunt of it alone. So one way or the other, we have to help him out. Yes, Mike, you would.
So my views on this, consistent with similar items that have come up in the past, I don't believe that government should function like the DMV, where everything is black and white and set in stone. I think that we're in a position where we have to exercise judgment from time to time and make decisions to figure out solutions that work for the town and for the people that are a part of the town. So I'm in favor, I've been in favor of granting the town manager this ability from the beginning. It's in the contract suggesting that Waste Industries is comfortable with the town being able to make decisions like this to ensure that no one is put in a ridiculously bad situation. And I wouldn't vote on this one way or the other based upon the views of the current town manager. I think that what we want to do is think about how do we want any town manager to be able to manage the town and take care of things in the most fair and judicious way. And I think that this is an ability that any town manager of the competence level that we would want for the town going forward would want to have, and would help the town for the town manager to have this kind of ability. So I'm in support of it. I think the concept of having the mayor engage as well is a fine one, but I frankly would support this with or without that piece. I just think it's a good idea to have this flexibility when needed.
Any further comments?
I agree with flexibility, but I also agree with flexibility and accountability and with visibility.
Flexibility with a what?
With accountability and visibility. And so I've just given, basically what I've done is I've suggested some additions to this. I would eliminate pointing out economic hardship. I would simply eliminate, I think I've already shown economic hardship. In that last sentence in section 7, I would simply say, whether the subject property presents deviations from the norm that justify relief. Deviations from the norm, they can be economic, they can be any other kinds of things, disability, whatever the heck it is, I don't know. But I think the idea of saying economic hardship, I'm sure there's an attempt to try to make it stand out that we're not sticking by the requirements of the zoning code, where economic hardship is not alone adequate to give you a variance from the Board of Adjustment, I believe, correct. And so I don't think we need to tie ourselves explicitly to saying that economic hardship should be, can be, along a justification for granting it, but so many other reasons maybe too.
Mm-hmm. So no need to mention.
That would be my recommendation. Then I would have add a section 2, and in between 1 and 3, or what I would make 3, and I would say a record of decisions granting exemptions would be the title, the caption. And then I would say the town will provide an electronic record of the rationale for every exemption granted under the authority of this ordinance, and then an electronic file of the record of all of the decisions granting exemptions will be posted on the town web available for review by the public.
Courtney, the only problem, I think, Section 1, 2, 3, et cetera, it referred to the actual full-fledged ordinance of 737. And is that right, Fred? And so it would be just part of Section 7.
Oh, okay.
Part of number 7. What do you think, Fred?
Well, I think it just applies to the new 7.
Right. So yeah, only applies to 7.
Oh, okay.
So I would just
add it to that.
Just add it.
Okay. If that's, you know, well, Diane, what do you think?
I don't know. I'm not feeling well today.
So. Oh, I'm sure.
I'm really not feeling well. No, just go on.
I'm sorry, say that again?
I said just go on.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I just think that...
you know, make a record of why the decision was made.
Just
like somebody, just like they do in any other committee or group.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, just like we have to give a reason for voting for certain kinds of ordinances.
And whoever's making the exemption shouldn't be worried about whether somebody sees the reasoning behind it or
correct,
not.
Correct.
That's right. If we're open, we're open.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do you think, Mike?
I think that's fine. Yeah, it sounds, it's a good idea.
I just wonder if that brings more people to possibly say why they get that, and I don't know.
I mean, there's, sorry.
Go ahead, Mike.
There's an element of this that someone needs to approach the town manager requesting an exemption.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That inherently means that, you know, similar situations may be treated differently simply because someone did not raise the issue. But as long as, you know, the town consistently handles all the issues that are raised to it, I think that's fine, and making sure that we're doing that and recording the outcomes and how the contemplation went is a fine idea.
And having the record would help somebody that's making the decision to go back and did I have a similar case and how did I handle that if they can't remember exactly and justify handling the next case.
Sure, it doesn't have to be long, it can be very simple.
Right, yeah.
They had a contract that couldn't be broken. What else? You know,
right, yeah. Well, what do you think about who should be making the decision?
I think the town manager could make them alone. If he doesn't want to, then if
well, I think if any one person does it, it makes them more of a target.
Yeah, I think you're right.
You know, so it needs to be at least two. If you want me in there, you can put me in there.
I have no problem being part of it. I'm just kidding. Former mayor here.
I've already made a lot of it.
I know you have. So, believe me, I know you.
Mark said you do it. I don't want to do it. So.
I have no problem being part of it. I mean, I fully support the town manager and the endeavor, and I fully support the town and the endeavor. And I think there's got to be some sort of exemptions or possibility of exemptions. Yeah. So. I hope and think there would be very few anyway, but any other thoughts, Courtney? Any other thoughts?
I think they're great. I appreciate your volunteer.
Mike, any other comments?
Yeah.
Well, then, is there a motion to accept item number 7 as amended by Courtney?
So moved.
Second.
So moved and second. Oh, I'm sorry,
one,
Fred.
No. One quick point. So because we're adding this to 6, then we don't need that title record of decisions granting exemptions, right? We just add the
that's
body.
That's correct.
Right.
Yep. That's right. Item number 7 would include the town will provide an electronic record of the rationale for every exemption granted under this. Under this what, Gordon?
Under the authority.
Under the authority of this.
Ordinance,
an electronic file of the record of electronic
of
file
records of the records of all
electronic file containing the record of all the decisions granting exemptions will be posted on the town web available for review by the public.
Is that that's website probably?
Right.
Is that website?
Courtney, Courtney, letter out.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
No problem. We'll wait. You go right ahead. Just so everyone knows, and I don't want to put her on the spot, her husband's been very ill and went in the hospital yesterday. So I don't know if he's still in or not. Oh, okay. So it's really pretty serious, I think. I'm not sure. That's her phone ringing too, so. We'll wait to hold the vote when she comes back. Fred, any other thoughts that we ought to...
I mean, these concepts are fuzzy by nature anyway, and the language unique characteristics that I had suggested is, doesn't answer every question. And the substitute language deviations from the norm, I think, is, falls into the same category. It's not perfect, but it's...
While we're waiting, maybe I'll read the entire thing so that we have it on the recording. The mayor and town manager collectively are authorized to hear and grant exemptions from the requirements of this chapter to property owners who demonstrate exceptional hardship in complying herewith. Exemptions shall be limited to that which is minimally necessary to relieve the asserted hardship. Each exemption granted shall automatically terminate within 1 year of its effective date unless extended by the mayor and town manager in writing. In considering whether an exceptional hardship exists, the mayor and town manager shall consider whether the requested exemption substantially affects the neighboring property owners and whether the subject property presents deviation from the norm that justify relief. The town will provide an electronic record of the rationale for every exemption granted under this authority of this ordinance. An electronic file containing the record of the decisions granting exceptions will be posted on the town website available for view by the public. And Diane, you had your phone ring.
Oh, okay.
All right. Unless there's any further discussion, Courtney, did you make the motion already?
Yes.
Okay, the motion has been accepted and seconded. All in favor, say aye.
Has it been seconded?
I'm sorry.
I will second it.
I'm sorry. I thought Diane seconded it.
Did you?
I did, but...
Okay.
Diane seconded it. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any against? Any abstentions? Unanimous. Right? That would be item number 7. It's not 6, it's 7. And where's my agenda? Any public comments? Any commissioner comments? I just hope this works out right. I think we need to have the possibility of an exemption. And the company has agreed to that.
The company's been very cooperative, and we've had to make some exceptions for a variety of reasons. I mean, there's a lot of unusual situations.
Yeah. Well, things like the truck can't get in to pick it up. It's a number of things.
There's one where the trash is kept on a deck,
second level. Yeah.
And they said what they used to do is just come take the, they park the trash truck under there and just dump it over the side. I mean, it just goes on and on.
First time for everything, and we're going to try to get this right. We're going to try to not impose a horrendous burden on any property owner. Mm-hmm. So, any other commissioner comments? Hearing none, I'll accept a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Dunmire, second by Commissioner Reardon. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Hearing nothing else, adjourn.
All right.